Blog Talk Radio.
I need your healing power.
I need
I wanna know you more.
I wanna know you more.
Reveal. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ, welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Mark Hope before you from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless and we welcome each every one of you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless your name. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. We glorify you, O God. You are awesome. You are worthy, O God, to be praised, to be glorified, to be honored. What a mighty God we serve. How awesome is your name. We bless you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you kept watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your tender mercies. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for loving us. We thank you for your unconditional love for us. We thank you, Lord, for making a way where there seemed to be no way. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Father. We bless your holy in your marvelous name. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we ask you this morning to take preeminence in this service. Holy Spirit, we surrender our lives to you. We surrender every part of our lives to you. Preeminence in our lives. Take complete preeminence in this service. Holy Spirit, hover over this service. Let there be light. Let your light so shine that others may see and glorify your name. Holy Spirit, touch each and every one of us. This morning, let each and every one that is listening now, those that will listen at another time, experience a supernatural encounter with you. Holy Spirit, prepare our hearts to receive what thus says the Lord. Holy Spirit, lead us, teach us, guide us into all truth. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. In the name of Jesus, acknowledge you. We love you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And we ask you to have mercy upon us, oh God. Forgive us of all our sins, sins of omission, sins of commission. Be merciful unto us, oh God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry also to you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Oh, God, have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, be merciful, be merciful, be merciful unto us, oh, God. Have mercy. Forgive us, oh, God. Bless us, oh, God, from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right and a steadfast spirit within us, O God. Father, we pray that you bring down your mercy. Bring down your mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our children and grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. O Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the redeeming blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our personal spaces in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Father God, everything that concerns our lives, we soak in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Soak our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children's lives in the blood of Jesus. Father, we soak our siblings in the blood of Jesus, their lives, their destinies, in the blood of Jesus. Our nieces and our nephews, in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we pray for salvation for those in our families that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior. Father God, we pray for those in our families that have backslidden. We pray that they will come back into the saving grace of Jesus Christ, O God. Let salvation come to members of our families in the name of Jesus. Salvation come to the members of our families that have not received you, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Father God, it is not your desire that we do not be saved. It is your desire that all men be saved. So, Father God, we ask you, O God, let the Holy Ghost move in upon the hearts of the family members, our children, those that are not saved, those that are backslidden, our spouses, those that are not saved, those that are backslidden, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, let salvation come to our siblings, those that do not know you, or those that are backslidden, O God. Let salvation come to our household, O God. In the name of Jesus, let salvation, O God, even in church, there are some that do not know you, O God, as their Lord and personal, some that have not established an intimate relationship with you. O God, we pray for them to establish a closest relationship, to walk with you, to talk with you. Let members in the household of faith hunger and thirst after you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let them experience, let each of us experience a life-changing encounter with you, Lord. Take us from glory to glory, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let this not be a place of just coming for routine, but let us, our hearts, be prepared to receive what thus says the Lord. Father God, when we come into your presence, let us experience that your fullness of joy. In the name of Jesus, in your presence, there is fullness of joy. Let us feel your cleansing. Let us feel your impartation, O God. In the name of Jesus, let us feel your empowerment, O God. In the name of Jesus, your love, your compassion. Father God, we pray for even those in our neighborhood that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior, O God. Our neighbors, our neighborhood, O God. Let salvation come to our neighbors, O God, to our communities, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Holy Spirit, move upon the heart of our neighbors, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Touch them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, O God. In the name of Jesus, let salvation come to them as we tell them about Jesus. Let their hearts be willing to receive you, Christ, unless you move, Holy Spirit. they will not receive. So, Holy Spirit, as we pray that you move in the hearts of our neighbors, you move in the hearts of those in our communities, you move in the hearts of those in our workplaces, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that when we spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they will receive Jesus as the Lord and personal Savior. But Father God, let us be an example in the name of Jesus in our homes, in our communities, in our job places, oh God. Father God, that we may be the only Bible that our co-workers will read. We may be the only Bible that those in our communities will see. But Lord, let us see the glory of God upon our lives. In the name of Jesus, but while we live, how we do what we say, oh God, by our lifestyle, oh God, by our love and our compassion, let them see Christ in us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, teach us how to love as you love. Teach us how to be obedient, oh God. Let us walk in your truth, oh God. Let the flesh die, oh God. Our flesh die and let our spirit come up, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God. Let our flesh die. Let it not be us, but Christ in us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, renew our minds, renew our thoughts, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let us be true representatives of your kingdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, that we are ambassadors of the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, doing all what is right in the kingdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh, you are the King of Kings, Almighty God. You are the Lord of Lords, Almighty God. You are the Alpha, you are the Omega, you are the beginning and you are the end. Oh God, we cry out to you. Make a way where there seems to be no way. Make the crooked places straight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless you, oh God. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, this morning I lift up everyone, anyone here that is not feeling well, anyone that is sick, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, sometimes we walk around, we don't even know what's going on in our bodies, but you see every irregularity in our bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Father God, we pray, oh God, if there's any sickness, any illness in our bodies, we pray for complete and total healing in the name of Jesus. We command itself to come in alignment with the word of God, the tissues, the organs, and the systems in the name of Jesus, to come in alignment with the word of God, to function the way that you created it to function, oh God. Every irregularity, oh God, perfect everything that concerns our physical bodies in the name of Jesus, oh God. In the flush, our cells, our bodies of all the toxins, oh God. Father God, let the toxins be flushed with the blood of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, every irregularity, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, come against thyroid. Oh, yes, Lord. The regulator, oh God, in our bodies, the thyroid, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I command the thyroid to come into alignment with the holy word of God, to come into regularity in the name of Jesus. Let the thyroid in our bodies, especially the women's body, come into alignment in the name of Jesus. I keep hearing the Lord, thyroid. Thyroid. Father God, where there's any one of us suffering from thyroid irregularity, oh God. Father God, let it come in. Oh, Father, we pray for complete and total healing right now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father God, oh, yes, Jesus. Oh, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. We present our bodies all unto you, O God. Oh, Father, you created these bodies, O God. Any part that need repair and replacement, O God, you can do it. You are the doctor. You are the creator, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Oh, Father God, we present our bodies back to you. In the name of Jesus, O God. Perfect everything that concerns our physical bodies. Flush every sickness, every disease, every toxin in our bodies in the name of Jesus. We command our bodies to hear the word of God and to come into alignment with the word of God. By the strength of Jesus, we are healed and made whole. In the name of Jesus, we speak to high blood pressure. In the name of Jesus, we command the blood pressure to be normal, to come down in the name of Jesus. We speak to low blood pressure. In the name of Jesus, to be regularized in the name of Jesus. We speak to kidney disease. We say come into alignment with the word of God in the name of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus. Is it a kidney, oh God? Release the blood of Jesus to flush up the pancreas, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come against pancreatic cancer. In the name of Jesus, release the blood of Jesus to remove every cancer cell. In the name of Jesus, let the blood heal. The blood of Jesus, right now, in the name of Jesus. Cancer, hear the word of God. Get out of that body in the name of Jesus. Yeah, you and all your cohorts in the name of Jesus. We uproot the spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus. Our bodies are temple of the Holy Spirit. So, Father, we speak to the GI system. Come into alignment with the word of God. We speak to the respiratory system. Come into alignment with the word of God. We speak to the muscular system. Come into alignment with the word of God. We come against arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, oh God. We bind that disease right now in the name of Jesus, and we speak healing, oh God. Let this day be a day we declare it in the heavens. We declare it in the earth. We declare it in the universe, not by our might or power, but by the Holy Ghost. A day of healing, physical healing in our bodies in the name of Jesus. We don't only pray for ourselves, we pray for our children, we pray for our spouses, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing to our children's bodies in the name of Jesus. Healing to our grandchildren's bodies in the name of Jesus. Lord, make us whole. Make us whole. Make us healthy, O God. Strengthen us, O God. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, O God. In the name of Jesus, heal our limbs. Heal our lymphatic system, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus to remove every abnormal cell from our lymphatic system right now. In the name of Jesus, yesterday, remove every abnormal cell, oh God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, from our lymphatic system, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing. And Father, we come against every witchcraft, every incantation, every negative word spoken against us, every error, every negative word. We cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. No one under the sound of our voice, including myself, our children, grandchildren, spouses, nieces, nephews, simply no one will be attacked by the enemy. When God is for us, who can be against us? Every arrow, let it go back to the senders in the name of Jesus. We will not be caught unaware. Every evil thought, every negative word spoken against us, spoken against our spouses, spoken against our children, spoken against our grandchildren, spoken against our siblings, our nieces and nephews in the name of Jesus. We cancel in the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Every evil incantation, negative word spoken against anyone that is under the sound of our voice and their families, we cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand in our lives. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The battle is yours. You won it more than 2,000 years ago on the cross. Let the holy angels, the warrior angels of Almighty God, pursue those, pursue our enemies, seen and unseen enemies, known and unknown enemies. Bind them and send them to the bottomless pits of hell and release your Holy Ghost brimstone fire to utterly destroy them. Releasing incantation against our children. Releasing negative words against our children and grandchildren. Releasing incantation, negative word, witchcraft, statement against us, against our destiny, against our marriages, against our wounds. We cancel through the blood of Jesus the resurrection power. Jesus Christ said, I give you authority to step on scorpions and demons in my name. Jesus has given us the authority. We come in the name above every name, the name of Jesus. Lord, amen. We destroy every work of witchcraft, seen and unseen, known and unknown, evil words, negative words, lies, gossip, manipulation. We cancel through the blood of Jesus, and we superimpose God's words, God's plans and purpose for our lives. Only the holy counsel of God shall prevail. So this morning, Lord, we thank you for the healing of our physical bodies. We thank you for healing and making us whole. We thank you for healing our emotions, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for healing us spiritually, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We declare our lives a no-fly zone for the enemy in the name of Jesus. We are in the presence of the Lord. The glory of God is upon each and every one of us. So, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for restoration. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your holy angels being with us, guiding and protecting us throughout this day. We thank you for empowerment of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for destroying every plan of the enemy against our lives, against our destinies, against your purpose for our lives and destiny. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we took each and every one under the sound of my voice and their families and the blood of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you for salvation coming to our families. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us the word of boldness to speak about Jesus to our neighbors and our friends. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Once again, we lift up the I Am magazine full edition to you, O God. It is your magazine. We turn it over to you, O God. We thank you for the 2 years that this magazine has been running, O God. And will continue to run and continue to improve because it is yours. You will give us the insight. You will tell us what you want us to do. It is not by our might or power, but it's by your spirit. So, Father God, we thank you that the holy angels, the whole God, Father God, from the north, south, east, and west, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that this magazine is spreading, oh God, world, not only locally, oh God, not only among us, but Lord, that we will even buy these magazines. Father God, we have to do it. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you said, take it, oh God, that we'll not only purchase for ourselves, but we'll purchase for somebody, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that the Father God, the Holy Spirit, will move it all through, oh God, and not just for selling, oh God, but Father God, that people will read it and receive an impartation, receive salvation, receive an encounter with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That's the name of Jesus. Jesus said before Abraham was, I am. The magazine is in honor of Jesus Christ. To honor him, to glorify him, oh God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, you said love God with all our hearts, souls, and mind. You said love our neighbors as we love ourselves. It is all about you, Jesus. And thank you, help us to continue with the quality. Thank you for financial provision to always have the best quality, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we've got to give you the best, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to serve others through the I Am magazine. We thank you, Lord, for the intercessors. We thank you, Father God, for Mary Emma. We thank you for Pastor Young. We thank you for Sister Anna. We thank you for everyone. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Fatmata, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every one of the intercessors, we thank you, Lord, that they're always praying and interceding for the ministry. Father God, we ask you to bless the families in the name of Jesus. Touch them in a special way. In the name of Jesus, provide for them according to their reaching glory. In the name of Jesus, there are some that have prayed for this ministry that's been with us for years, oh God. You know them by name, oh God, and we pray that you release your blessings upon their lives and their families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray that for those who bless the ministry financially, whether it's a dollar or whether it's 1 cent, 2 cents, 5 cents, 20, whatever it is, Lord, we pray that you bless them. We pray that you favor them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because they honor you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, with the sacrifice, with the thanksgiving, oh God, in the name of Jesus, raise up more laborers, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Raise up, oh God, more laborers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you empower each and everyone under the sound of my voice. We thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for the upcoming anniversary on the 10th of December, celebrating 12 years. It's not about us. It's about you. Lord, we want to celebrate and honor you for taking us through these 12 years and for the many years that you have in store for us. Father God, it is about praising you and worshiping you and saying thank you, worshiping you in the beauty of your holiness, honoring those who have served along with us, oh God. we thank you, Father God, for provision, oh God, for the service, oh God, for the praise and worship dinner, oh God. In the name of Jesus, release the blood of Jesus. We call forth the holy angels to go and prepare the place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we call forth the holy angels to prepare the place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for all those who are part of the festivities, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the musicians, oh God, the photographer, the psalmist, those who will be preparing the food, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the behind the scenes, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the glory of God fall down on us on that day. Let the presence of God show that place that we will even be able to stand up, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let everyone that comes to that survey experience a life-changing encounter. Even those that do not know you, let salvation come to them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Jesus is about you. It's not about us. And we pray for traveling mercies for those that are traveling. In the name of Jesus, Father, we got to give it to you. You are doing everything detail by detail, oh God. So we thank you in advance. We thank you. Let your glory arise upon us. Let your presence remain with us as we go throughout this day. We thank you, Lord. We seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Spirit. We come against every counter attack, oh God. As a result of these prayers, we superimpose only the holy plans of God and purpose for our lives and destiny shall prevail in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever, in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. May the grace of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. May the presence of the Lord be with you throughout your lifetime. God bless you.